Liz Fletcher's husband has cystic fibrosis, so she was already being precautious when out in public before the COVID-19 pandemic. In her audio diary for KOSU, Fletcher, who is a psychotherapist, says she's worried about when she may have to return to work in person and what that could mean for the health of her husband and her patients.
My name is Liz Fletcher. I'm a clinical social worker in private practice as a psychotherapist in Oklahoma City. My daily life with my work and my husband in some ways is unrecognizable compared to what it was in February, but I've also found some sources of deep contentment. When it became clear that the coronavirus was coming, it felt like the world was coming to an end for us. My husband has cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. He's generally in good health. He does at least 2 breathing treatments every day. He exercises. He's compliant with all of his doctor's recommendations. But he is extra susceptible to any illness that affects the lungs. And so constantly hearing about how this disease destroys the lungs and creates lifelong debilitation, even for healthy people, was at the beginning kind of driving me crazy. We immediately upped our game, which was already pretty extreme compared to most folks, just in terms of maintaining as sterile an environment as possible in our home. We have kind of an airlock set up in our garage. We've moved one car out of the garage to make room for some shelving, and we put groceries and packages there so I can sterilize them before they come into the house. When I leave the house to go to the grocery store or pharmacy, I wear scrubs, I cover my hair, I wear a mask. I strip down in the garage. When I get home, I throw my clothes in the washer right away and I put them on a sanitary wash cycle. And then I go in and I take a shower before I touch my husband or anything in the house. In my practice, I switched to 100% video conferencing in mid-March. I see a lot of professionals in helping professions, including nurses and other healthcare workers and teachers, as well as patients who have compromised immune systems, pre-existing conditions, or are elderly. So the risk to my vulnerable patients and to my husband through the contact I have with people daily was too high for me to stay in my office. I am really grateful that the folks that I work with have continued to do incredible, deep, meaningful work from their homes, sometimes from closets or from their car because of a lack of privacy and in some cases a lack of safety in their home environments. I'm really worried about those folks. I'm really worried that insurance companies are going to stop reimbursing for video conferencing before it's safe to meet in person again. But those are some of the many things that I have to learn to just live with and accept. And that's basically what I've had to do. I've had to just recalibrate my sense of okayness so that it could exist in my current situation. If I'm organized around the part of myself that is desperate for things I can't control, I feel miserable all the time, out of control, hopeless, angry. So I just had to center myself, and I continually do this, around what I know is true and what I can access in the here and now. My husband and I have a back porch with a pollinator garden and honeysuckle vines, and we love to sit there and eat lunch together.
Hey, lunchtime? You wanna eat outside? It's pretty nice.
Cool.
We enjoy walking our dogs in the neighborhood.
It's okay, I won't bark anymore. They don't bark anymore.
He's got a bark building. You can see his little building bark bar.
We laugh together a lot. I love his goofiness and just his general sense of joy. It's a constant discipline to stay in the here and now and just trust that whatever the future holds, I have the capacity to meet it with integrity. I don't know what the future holds, none of us do, but I can trust myself to find okayness within it.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Caitlin Mills and Matthew Viriapa as part of the America Amplified Initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.